Morning, everybody. My name is Miles. I'll be running through the brief for today. We've got hodgepodge of stuff to look at, but we'll go ahead and start with the performance we saw over the last 24 hours. Leading the way to the upside was crude oil jumping almost 3% or so, followed nicely by international equities. They're up around 1.5%, and then the bulk of domestic equities there towards the middle led the way to the upside by the NASDAQ composite, continuing that theme we've seen over the last couple of months. Only name yesterday to land in negative territory was the US dollar, taking a bit of a breather after a productive couple weeks for the greenback, falling 71 basis points. I know David mentioned the Russell 2000 yesterday. I'm going to mention it again today as it did reverse back up into X's on its default chart, now sitting in a chart reading of 1770, do still sit in a negative trend, and on that sell signal, move to 1790 would reverse both of those, put us back on a buy signal and in a positive trend. However, I think something more consequential is going to be an escape of this trading range there that we've been in since March or so, 1700 to around 1810. Move to 1820 would bring us out of that trading range. And we can't really, have small cap participation if we're just moving sideways across the group. So healthy market environments have small caps participating. That's what we'd like to see. Moving over into a technical indicator development, bullish percent for technology, BPEC Tech. With yesterday's action returning to bull confirm status with a chart reading of 40% or so, if we are looking for a conversation starter on this one, tech has been leading the way throughout 2023, and yet less than half the stocks within the sector are participating or sitting on buy signal at the time of this recording. So tech's led the way. I think it's certainly provides some more color as to where the strength is coming from. We're seeing those generals really take over. And if we do want to see a continuation of this rally, I think one thing that we could see is further participation from the broad groups, not just a couple names within the sector of technology. Moving over into crude oil, we mentioned it was the biggest gainer over the last 24 hours. However, it is still negative for the week, but yesterday's action did lead it to reverse back up into X's into a chart reading of 71. Support's now offered at 68, with a little bit of overhead resistance there at 73 and 74. And while it didn't happen yesterday, one thing I want to mention to you all is this RS chart in between SPX, so just beta exposure there, and XLE here. We're looking at a 3.25 scale. A couple days ago, we returned to a buy signal in favor of SPX. So we've seen a couple different things. XLE, or energy, excuse me, has fallen within the Dolly rankings, has fallen within the asset class group scores page. Now another domino to fall in favor of avoiding energy, that is a return to a buy signal for just the broad market versus an equity investable asset like XLE for the first time since 2021 or so. Moving over into an individual stock here, Lululemon Athletica, LULU, is a perfect five for fiver here, ranks in the top portion of that retailing sector matrix on the back of earnings. Will all things equal, right? Will return, now seeing at a chart reading of about 377 or so. So should return back up into X's. However, we'll note for suitability, this one does move around quite a bit. So if you're looking to garner exposure, just keep that in mind. We'll go ahead and wrap up the call today with the historical June returns for the S&P 500. We've mentioned seasonality a couple times throughout the last month or so. The summer months are typically seen as weaker areas of the year for the broad market. June, the first traditional month of summer, is no different. Since the turn of the century, we see an average June return of about a negative 82 basis points or so. That is magnified. If we're looking for something else to talk about, that return is magnified since the turn of the century after a quote quiet maze, which I define as less than 1% moves in either direction for the month of May. That return falls to about negative 3%. So again, we do see 2022, 2008, so couple outliers in there, but something to watch nonetheless. This is a piece in yesterday's Were You Aware? But I'll stop rambling there. I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and we will chat again on Monday.